אז חזור לזה חנש בבחר עשר שעה, כמו ביוחדים בסך זווחם דף מם זיין. מישהו זה שאין המחשבו הילכס אלו אחר הועבד. Zach the Gemara, our mission does not follow the view of Rabbi Elazar, son of Rabbi Yosi, who says in a Braisa that he heard that even an owner could create piglet with their intent. Rava said this view is based on the pasuk of v'hikriv hamakriv, which refers to the owner as the offerer, which he says teaches that the owner can create piglet. Abayi said Rabbi Elazar, son of Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Eliezer, and Rishon Elazar all hold that when the owner intends and the kohen acts, it's an effective intent. Rabbi Elazar, son of Rabbi Yosi, we just show that now. Rabbi Eliezer, we see this in a mission where we hold that if a yid shechs an animal for a guy, it's possible because the intent of the guy is presumed to be for Rabbi Dazar. Shimon Elazar, we see this in a braisa where he says that if Reuven stores a minute amount and Shimon goes into Reuven's house and takes out that minute amount on Shabbos, even though Shimon does not consider that amount significant, he's chayev because he took that amount from someone who stored it and considers it significant and is chayev based on the intent of Reuven. The Gemara explains that the other two would agree with Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yosi because the other two apply this rule regarding things outside the Mikdash, they certainly would say it applies in the Mikdash. However, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yosi may not agree with them because he may hold that it only applies regarding things in the Mikdash. Rav Shimon Elazar would agree with Rabbi Eliezer because if he holds that this rule applies even to Shabbos, he would hold that it certainly applies to Avodah Zarah. However, it may be that Rabbi Eliezer does not agree with Rav Shimon Elazar because he may hold that the rule regarding Shabbos is Melechus Machsheves, and therefore it has to be the person who's doing the Avodah, it has to be his intent. Had Nalach Perek Beis Shammai. Perek Ezel Mekoyman Perek Hamishi. Zok the Heilige Mishnah Mesiata Deshmai. What's the proper place for Karbonis? With regard to Kachim, the Shechita must be done in the north of the Azara. The Par and Gotuim Kippur must be Shechit in the north. The Kabbalah of their blood must be done in the Klisharis in the north. And their blood must be sprinkled between the Badam, which is the poles of the Aron Kodesh, and towards the Paroiches, and on the Golden Mizbeach. The leaving out of even one of these applications prevents the kabbalah from taking place. The leftover blood is then poured onto the western base of the Yatzam Mizbeach, but if this is not done, it does not prevent the kabbalah from taking place. The Mishnah continues, the parim that are burned, meaning the parim davar shel tzibur, the parim of the kohen gadol, and the goats that are burned, meaning the goat that's brought by the tzibur for the avera of the zara, they have to be shechted in the north. The kabbalah of their blood must be done in the kli sharos in the north, and the blood must be sprinkled towards the pareches and on the golden mizbeach. The leaving out of even one of these applications prevents the kabbalah from taking place. The leftover blood is then poured onto the western base of the outside mizbeach, but if that's not done, it does not prevent the kabbalah from taking place. The Mishnah ends off, in both of these cases, the Kabbalah Yom Kippur and the ones that are burned, both of them we just discussed, the Kabbalahs are burned in the base Hadoshan, meaning the place outside the Shulayim where the ashes removed from the mizbeach are placed. The Mishnah began with an introductory general rule that Kachikachim have to be shechted in the north. Why did it not also say the Kabbalah of the Kachikachim has to be done in the Klisharis in the north? The Mishnah says, since there is the case of the Ashram of the Mitzayir whose blood is taken directly into the hand of the Kohen without a Klisharis, the Mishnah did not include this requirement as a general statement. Is the blood of the Mitzvah is also not taken in the Klisharis? The later Mishnah clearly says that it is. After the Gemara, initially the Tanna thought that since there's one Kohen who must take it directly into his hand, and another takes it into the Kli, so it's not considered to be a Karban whose Kabbalah is done in the Klisharis. However, the Tanna later felt that since there is another Kohen who has to do the Kabbalah in the Klisharis, he did later say it as a general rule in the later Mishnah. Marcus, we see this in the Brisa. The Brisa says, the pasuk regarding the Mitzvah is Oshem says, V'lokach midam ha'oshem. We would think that the blood should be taken in a keli. The pasuk therefore says, V'nosam, which teaches, just like the placing of the blood is done with the hand of the kohen, so is the taking of the blood. We would think that the blood to be offered on the Mizbeach should also be taken by the kohen's hand. The pasuk therefore says, Kachatos ha'oshem, who, to teach that just like a chatos needs a keli, so too the Oshem needs a keli. The result is, you need two kohanim over here. To do the Kabbalah of this Ashram. One catches it in his hand and applies it to the Mitzvah, the other one catches it in the Klisharis and brings that to the Mizbeach.